Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about how steadfast our God is, how dependable he is, how reliable he is.
Doesn't that make you feel, I don't know, relief?
Yeah, like, I think so.
Happy, content that our God is that steadfastness?
I think it also, for me, makes me feel safe.
Yes.
And secure.
Yes.
Knowing like
a,
that.
I feel like I'm going to go a big sigh and go,
Yeah, that God is like that. That's right. And the way I want to talk about it is knowing that God is dependable, reliable, and steadfast in nature. Because we know that, it means that we can trust in God because we know that he is reliable and dependable. You know, you would know, as you know in your life, Mum, sometimes it's hard to trust God in some things. But if we can have our focus on the fact that, but God's never going to let us down and he's always there for us, reliable, then we can more easily step into that trust.
Well, what is so beautiful about God is that he is so gracious towards us. In that when we're younger, he's always kind, but it's like he understands the journey we're on. He understands where we're at. He understands our, if you want to call it, immaturity. And so gently draws us, gently puts us in situations where we have to trust in him more or hope in him and depend upon him. And then when we've done that, it's like we go, oh, he was trustworthy. I depended upon him and he came through. So next time a situation comes up, we actually go to that quicker.
Yes, yep.
He's teaching us to depend upon him totally, like a total surrender. Because, you know, the lives of the saints teach us this, and some of them are 6 years of age and they've learnt it, and some of them are 60 years of age and learnt it, and maybe we're going to be 90 and we still haven't learnt it. But it's this total surrender of trust in him. And he's so gracious that we learn a little bit and then we go, oh, yeah, tick, I've learnt that. And then he extends the circumstances, whereas, this
takes you to a new place.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, a new trusted level. Me? Well, let's go to a new.
Because it's like you're going deeper in him, but you're going up a step and up a step and up a step in that trust and surrender.
Yeah. Something that, like when we talk about earlier when we were saying how there's a safety and security in the fact that God is dependable and reliable, is that he's that no matter what, whether or not we are, like you said, on that journey where we're able to go to the next step of our trust, or if sometimes in life we fall off that and we've turned away for a while, if we then want to come back, he's still there, reliable. And I think that's where the safety and security is that he's always there. He's always reliable. It made me think the story that I shared in the Heartbeat was when I sing at Mass on the weekend, when I know Ryan is playing keys.
You feel more dependable?
I'm confident
safe.
In him. I feel safe. He is dependable. Yes. Ryan's the one who's the good one. If I know he's on with me for that, I'm like, cool, I got no problems here. If I miss a cue, that's fine. He will just politely head nod the next time, you know, the chorus comes along. He's so, you know, gentle in that. That's what God is like.
Yes.
You know that there is security in God wherever you are. He's always there.
And in this dependability, if you miss the cue, miss the step that you're supposed to take, God will just bring you around where you can choose again another time.
Yeah.
Because he desires this relationship with you. And if if you're not going deeper with him because you just choose not to, or you don't see it, or whatever, something else will come up and he'll give you another chance.
Mm. Which is his faithfulness, isn't it, to us? Yeah. I shared some scriptures, and the first one I shared was in Psalm 25:10, which says, "All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees." And it led me to think of a scripture in Proverbs, which we would have mentioned before. I'm sure we've done a heartbeat on it, which is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." Mm. And I think because the word paths in both those scriptures, that's why my brain went, there's a connection here.
Yes.
But just that, so often in life we want guidance of what do I do next, where do I go? But knowing that if we think about that as the path, where do we go next? That when we're trusting in God, God's always reliable, that he always will have the right path for us. And so that security in knowing.
Yes. Like, you know the also the saying of Jesus told us, not many people take the narrow road, meaning the way that he desires us to go, the way to live, the way to act, the way to be a Christian, the way to follow him. But on that narrow road, there's still many paths.
Mm.
Like, because we don't always take the same path, but we can all end up being the holy people that God calls us to be.
It's interesting. I've only ever thought of one path. Like, but
no, there's many paths. It's like there's many paths, but still the narrow road, because it's a way of living.
Yes.
But in the way of living, God has made us different personalities. You know, what one path will take for someone who is, say, of a solitude. When I say solitude personality, introvert. May not be the same path to as an extrovert, but they still reach that same way of touching the Lord and following the path, that the road that he has for them. You know, the big wide path is the one where we gossip and lie and cheat and steal and only self. It's all about me. And many people take that road too, but there's many paths on that road. So yeah, there's the one road, but many paths to it.
Oh, I like that. I haven't thought about it in that way before. Yeah. So therefore, if we have a path where we're going to step, we've kind of already talked about this a little bit, is that next step then is the step of trust and that step of faith into what God wants for us. But what I feel is that because we can acknowledge that God is reliable, dependable, that he will make our paths
straight.
Because he will do that, then it gives us an ability to trust a bit more, but easier, because it's like we know what the outcome is.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. We know what the outcome is. God is good. God is faithful. God is dependable, reliable. He'll be there for us. So even though what I'm being asked to do might be difficult, I can trust that God will be there because I know that part of God.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad. Mm. My dad's 95. Mm. And love chatting to him these years, because I understand him more and he shares more vulnerably. Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, he was sharing and saying in his relationship with God, he's come to a part where – well, his body is getting more frail, but he said, "I realize now how frail a human I have been all my life, and I'm never really going to change that."
Yeah.
So this dependability upon God is so more precious and so more wise to do, because I'm never going to be perfect. Mm. It's only through God that I become that perfect person.
Mm.
And it's actually really gorgeous to listen to his wisdom.
Mm. Well, it's funny that you say that, because at the beginning of this podcast you talked about how we might get it when we're 6, we might get it when we're 60 or maybe 90, and then you've just given, you know, Grandpa as an example of a 95-year-old who's at this point now who's...
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. What what I find, or what I was finding as I was reading this or doing this heartbeat, was that as we step into that trust in God, knowing He is dependable and reliable, that then God calls us also on to be a person who is dependable and reliable for other people as well. Like, we can't be it to the same extent
as that Jesus, God is. Yes, yeah. Yes.
But well, that, yeah, that He,
well, to be a follower of Jesus, He wants us to follow in the way He is.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so to then He calls us to be a person who is steadfast in our faith and in our love for others. So the weekly challenge for this week that I have is to trust in God, knowing that He is steadfast. So I was thinking, like, as we are faced with a challenge and we need to step into it, reminding ourselves of God's steadfast, reliable, dependable nature. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you this week, that that has given you something to think about, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.